I start to appreciate the way you taught us.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about sitting how many hours,
yeah,
how
many days. It's nothing to do with all the fantastic meditation,
yes,
the mind state. No, how calm, how still, how, if you don't develop wisdom, no use. Well, it is not going to help you. All these are experiences, nothing to do with the Dhamma. The Dhamma is about awakening, about developing wisdom, understanding, to insight into phenomena, to develop the clear understanding so that we are not deluded, so that we have clarity, that we see through delusion, that we understand clearly who are we, what are we, what is this universe all about, what are the nature's law that governs life and existence, what are the essential dhamma, the truth. Everything becomes very clear. If you do it, the thought based on the traditional one, it becomes knowledge, a lot of Dhamma knowledge. So that one, you can go and try. I realize wasting time. Because if you continue to do that, means you don't develop the ability to silence your mind, to realize your true mind. And when your awareness is not there, not stable, you cannot understand Dhamma, the true Dhamma. You cannot. Because you don't know what this thing is. You know, this type of truth, they arise from the silent mind, from our true nature. That is the one that can awaken to it. It's not from the thought. Those who use thought-based meditation and training, the thought itself is an instrument that is limited. Your thought cannot see beyond thought, cannot realize something that is beyond thought, beyond mind. That's why you have to be silent, completely silent, to be aware, to be sensitive, to observe clearly. Then not to allow the memory, the views, the opinion, the conditioning, your whatever accumulated memory, your scars of memory, your fear, your anxiety, your phobia, all this will not come in and interfere. Otherwise, that becomes delusion. We are acting according to memory is to act from your fear, your insecurity, your whatever phobia, scars of memory, your views, your opinion, your conditioning, your belief system, and even your own selfishness, your own greed, your own fear. All these are the evil roots. So acting according to memory is not acting at all, because you are acting from delusion, from sakayadity, from ego roots. That's why that one actually trap the living being. That one create more fear, more doubt, more insecurity. And that one attach and cling to words, Dhamma words. The true Dhamma is beyond words, beyond thought. It's an understanding that you have to awaken to. It's not a knowledge that you commit to memory. You cannot retrieve Dhamma just like that. That's why I always share with you all, wisdom is, you have means you have. It's in your nature after you awaken, after you have seen it or awakened to it or insight into it. That one will never be lost. It's always there. So don't need to remember anything. Don't keep in the memory. Because this brain, the accumulated memory, or what they call bundle of memory, views, opinion, and conditioning, upon dissolution of this physical body, it goes the way of nature. That brain, all the accumulated memory and experiences, they are taken away from you. So only the mundane mind that grabs and cling, hold on to that memory. But when that physical brain is gone, all your knowledge, everything also gone. That's why when you take birth again, you cannot remember anything, hardly anything, unless you really determine to hold it in your subconscious through your vow or through your determination to have that type of talent and understanding. And then you can carry on to the next life or whatever. Otherwise, cannot, you will not be there. Most people, they follow this so-called Vipassana and all those things, tradition of the Theravada, and even a lot of Mahayana teaching also is taught in a mainly thought-based manner. Seldom do you really find a group of cultivator or teacher who developed the cultivation through understanding what sati is, what that silent mind is, and leading you direct to the true mind, like Huining. Very rare. That's why before Huining, all this type of teaching was not there. It needs Huining to actually come and prove it to people that without education, you can penetrate the Dhamma. Because Dhamma is not Wenzi, it's not the word. It's the silent mind that can understand and awaken. That is the criteria. It's not the memory. It's not the knowledge. It's not the Dhamma book. Like the Zen analogy, the turtle with the bundle of Tipitaka behind, carrying it for thousands and thousands of years. And yet they say, the turtle still don't know what Dhamma is. But the turtle laughs back. The turtle say, only foolish living being, our cultivator, think the true Dhamma is in the Tipitaka. He said the true Dhamma is not in the Tipitaka. The Tipitaka is like the finger pointing to the moon. You can realize that. The finger pointing to the moon. The finger is like the Tipitaka, pointing towards the truth, which is the moon that you want to realize, the Dhamma. The true Dhamma, the Buddha Dhamma. So, if you want to realize what is the true teaching or the true Dhamma, which is to realize the moon, you have to look beyond this finger. Do you understand? Looking beyond this finger is to look beyond the 文字, look beyond the Dhamma words, the Dhamma book. And you have to silence your mind to realize that, because this teaching comes from the silent mind. From that nature, it awakened. So this is the part I want to share. So hopefully all this can help more and more people.